Economics: fuel price cuts. Despite high expectations for lower goods prices following a sudden cut in oil prices, the government and businesses are less confident things will get cheaper soon. Deputy Prime Minister Kittira Naranong admits the reduction may not be as effective in curbing inflation as expected. The government last Friday cut the levy collection to the state oil fund by 8.02 baht per liter for premium petrol, 7.17 baht for regular petrol, and 3 baht for diesel, resulting in proportional price drops for the three fuel types. The move, however, has drawn heavy criticism from major oil companies. Mr. Kittirat explained that the government could not force manufacturers to cut prices despite the lower fuel costs. Mr. Kittirat, who is also the commerce minister, is also counting on the private sector's cooperation in increasing the minimum wage to 300 baht a day. But Saha Pattanapipun PLC, the manufacturer of Pau brand detergent and several consumer products, has no plans to lower its product prices because the oil price cuts are only temporary, said President Bunchai Chokwatana. He said global oil prices were very volatile, with a high tendency to rise further. Oil is only one factor among many that affect our production costs. If the diesel price falls to 25 baht per liter and remains at that level for a longer period, it might be possible for us to reduce consumer product prices, he said at an economic forum held by the Federation of Thai Industries yesterday. Mr. Bunchai warned that the commerce minister should not try to force manufacturers to lower their prices if he had a good understanding of the business and pricing structure. Lower oil prices will not have a significant impact on overall operating costs and prices. Like the Saha Group, Unilever Thai Trading Company, the manufacturer of many consumer products including Sunsilk shampoo and Omo detergent, has no plans to slash its price tags, said an executive who declined to be named. On the contrary, the company is awaiting positive responses from the Internal Trade Department to its request to raise the prices of many of its products in keeping with rising costs. But Siam Cement Group, or SCG, Thailand's top industrial conglomerate, has a different view. President and CEO Khan Trakunhun said lower oil prices would help trim SCG's logistics costs for cement by 4-5%, and prices of cement and other building materials might go down as a result. However, SCG's energy costs remain high due to skyrocketing coal prices.